With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Nearly 14,000 Montanans have received the full COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Greg Gianforte announced the latest numbers in a press conference Friday, adding that 73,000 more Montanans have received at least one of two doses needed to complete a COVID-19 immunization. Gianforte says the Biden administration has promised 13,000 new first doses will be sent to Montana, along with on-time second doses each week. Counties across the state are responding to high demand for the vaccine by creating eligibility tiers within Phase 1B of the vaccine rollout plan to prioritize their oldest residents. But Gallatin City County Health Officer Matt Kelly said in a press conference Friday that even those who qualify to get a vaccine now will need to be patient.
Everyone needs to understand we don't have enough vaccine to meet the demand for everybody in that group. It's not even close. You got a shot glass full of vaccine and we need a swimming pool.
Health departments are asking the public not to call about vaccines to avoid tying up phone lines. Information about vaccine availability is on local county health department websites. New health orders in Missoula City County go into effect today that remove a local 10 p.m. closing time for bars and restaurants. The new order raises the number of people allowed at a single table from 6 to 8 and limits capacity to the number of people who can maintain 6 feet of social distance. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says he's requested that National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. for President Joe Biden's inauguration return after finding out that troops were sleeping outdoors. The governor on Friday called it, quote, a national disgrace, unquote. The National Guard said it moved troops out of the Capitol Rotunda and other spaces to parking garages at the behest of Capitol Police. The guardsmen were allowed back inside after reports were widely shared of the conditions in the garages, with few bathrooms and little covering from the cold. Montana sent 150 Army National Guard soldiers to help provide security for the inauguration Wednesday. They joined more than 20,000 Guard members from other states. The Montana House Judiciary Committee voted Friday to advance a bill that would ban gender-confirming health care for transgender minors. Proponents of the bill say it would defend trans children from potentially life-altering medical procedures they cannot fully consent to. Opponents say it would harm trans youth. The bill passed mostly along party lines, with Republican Representative Mallory Stromswold, a recent high school graduate, joining all Democrats in opposing the measure. The committee also passed a measure that would prohibit trans youth from participating in sports according to the gender with which they identify. Both bills head to the Republican-controlled House floor for votes next week. There's more local news on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.